WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday, and millions of citizens will hunker around the tube to watch football and commercials, and with luck, the show that follows the game. Television critic David Bianculli says each year the network that airs the game tries to cash in on it even after the Super Bowl's over.
One of the sad but usually true laws of network TV is that people will watch anything that immediately follows a very popular program. It isn't always true. Millions of people switched channels after Roseanne rather than watch Jackie Mason in Chicken Soup. But most of the time, they'll just sit there. That's why A Different World, which comes right after The Cosby Show on NBC, has been one of TV's highest-rated shows since it premiered, even though for the first 2 years it was the television equivalent of Guano. That's also why, when the Super Bowl rolls around every year, whichever network televises the game does its best, or its worst, to take advantage of that giant audience and launch a new series, especially one with built-in male appeal. More than 10 years ago, The Dukes of Hazzard was launched that way. A few years later, so was The A-Team. They both became instant hits, while other shows premiering after the Super Bowl either died quickly, like The Last Precinct, or took longer to build, like The Wonder Years. This Sunday, CBS has the Super Bowl, and what it wants is another breakout hit like The Dukes of Hazzard and The A-Team. So, using those two shows as a guide, CBS has come up with Grand Slam, a new series that's just as kinetic, frenetic, and moronic. Grand Slam is about two rival bounty hunters after the same guy, kind of like Midnight Run, only without the wit and without Robert De Niro. Instead, Grand Slam stars Paul Rodriguez and John Schneider. And yes, it's the same John Schneider who starred in The Dukes of Hazzard. The 90-minute special premiere of Grand Slam has Rodriguez and Schneider getting into fistfights and gun battles and car chases, all to track down a drug dealer and return a baby to a beautiful widow. Here's a highlight. Here's another highlight. When the two bounty hunters meet to face each other and settle their differences like men. Like real men. And here's the climax when our heroes band together against common enemies and mow them down with a Gatling gun. Those guys can't miss. But what about Grand Slam, which stinks? I'm hoping we're a more discerning nation of viewers in 1990, and the Grand Slam will strike out. It gets a Grand Slam from me, but then again, so did Bo and Luke Duke and Mr. T.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post.